1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Candidates are digging in with one week left before Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris delivers a speech in the nation's capital tonight. Former President Trump in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Tonight, Donald Trump rallies in Allentown, Pennsylvania, a city that's majority Hispanic with a sizable Puerto Rican population. Trump's campaign has tried to distance itself from the off-color comments made about Puerto Rico and about Latino immigrants by a comic at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally on Sunday. Running mate J.D. Vance shrugs off the controversy, saying Americans should, quote, stop getting so offended at every little thing, adding he's so over it.
Trump strategist Steve Bannon released from prison today. He served 4 months for his contempt of Congress conviction, defying a January 6th congressional subpoena. An Israeli airstrike killed at least 93 people in north of Gaza City, many of them women and children. They were sheltering in the building. This is ABC News. The case of the Texas death row inmate convicted of killing his daughter in 2002 remains in limbo after the state Supreme Court recently voted to block his execution. Now Robert Roberson's fate might indirectly be decided next Tuesday at the ballot box.
In blocking Robert Roberson's lethal injection, the state Supreme Court reversed a decision by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, which had decided to let it go on. Three of that court's judges are on next week's ballot.
Most people look at judicial races and know very little, if anything, about the candidates.
Joshua Blank with the Texas Politics Project.
The main driver in those votes is the party of the candidates.
A philosophical shift in the court could mean life or death for Robert Roberson. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
A wildfire south of Denver has forced the evacuation of more than 700 homes. The conditions especially dry in that region after record heat this month. No injuries, though, have been reported. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, 66 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. There's been a nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin over 2020 since both political parties are encouraging people to vote early. That's going to mean a lot of absentee ballots, and local election officials are prohibited from starting to count them until the morning of Election Day. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance brought policy comments to a stop in Wausau Monday. Vance attacked Vice President Kamala Harris on energy policies and inflation, saying a Trump administration would allow more oil drilling and require that newly built homes go to American families. And advances for Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The first 5 months of the passenger railroad's new Borealis line saw over 100,000 passengers riding the 13-stop route between St. Paul and Chicago, or an average of 650 riders per day. Borealis makes 8 stops in Wisconsin, including 2 in Milwaukee.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers. Like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. And 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Western Wisconsin's congressman is the latest to ask for answers about Pure Prairie Poultry's closing. Republican 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden yesterday sent a letter to USDA asking for more information. Van Orden joined congressmen from Minnesota and Iowa asking about the oversight regulation and a lack of transparency from USDA. Specifically, Van Orden wants to know what's become of the $46 million in USDA grants and loans that Pure Prairie received. Pure Prairie Poultry suddenly closed earlier this month, leaving farmers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa holding the bag for over 2.1 million chickens. NTEC is warning customers of a phone scam. The co-op says someone is calling customers claiming to be from NTEC and threatening to turn off your phone service unless you give them a credit card or checking account information. While NTEC has a service that may remind you that your bill is due, it doesn't request any bank information. If you receive a call asking for banking information, just hang up. The Center for Advanced Manufacturing and Artificial Intelligence, also known as CAM AI, has been created at UW-Stout. The new center is designed to leverage the broad array of university expertise for solving technical issues along with conducting research to support private industry. The center will provide a bridge between the UW-Stout Manufacturing Outreach Center and academic departments to bring applied research, modern technical methods, and laboratory fabrication and testing services directly to the private sector. If you need assistance with energy or heating bills, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission is encouraging you to act now before the disconnection moratorium kicks in. Bureau of Consumer Affairs Director Brad Rose says the moratorium prevents utilities from disconnecting essential services to residential customers from November 1st to April 15th. Rose says customers should contact their utility provider before November 1st to make a payment or arrange a payment plan. Rose says that utility providers are not required to reconnect services until payment arrangements have been made. Now, more information is available at the Public Service Commission website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There's now a warning about invasive carp in 2 western Wisconsin rivers. The Department of Natural Resources yesterday said silver carp have been found in both the lower Chippewa River and lower Black River. The carp are an invasive species in the Midwest and have done immense damage to other rivers when they've been found. The DNR started investigating after receiving reports over the summer about carp jumping out of the water in both rivers. The fish were confirmed last month. As for now, the DNR says it doesn't look like the fish have spread. There's no word on what the DNR plans to do about the carp. The establishment of a fire district between the Durand City and Rural Fire Departments is going to be delayed. While both departments had hoped to have the district in place by the end of the year, some legalities still need to be worked out first, and it appears that the district won't be established until the summer of 2025. The city will also be looking at some possible state innovation grants next year that would also assist in some of the costs of the new fire district. Eau Claire schools are moving ahead with 2 budget plans, at least through Election Day. The city school board approved one budget that includes the proposed $18 million a year tax increase and one that doesn't. Voters will decide on the referendum question next week, and the school then will pick the budget that fits. Teachers in the Eau Claire School District can expect either raises in either budget, though the district says there would be some cuts if that referendum fails. We're going to get the last look at the presidential race in Wisconsin tomorrow. The final Marquette Law School poll is due out tomorrow afternoon. The last poll, which came out earlier this month, gave Vice President Kamala Harris a 4-point lead over former President Trump. But more recent polls say Trump is either leading or is tied with Harris here in Wisconsin. Pollster Charles Franklin said the poll from earlier this month showed a much closer race in Wisconsin this year than either 2016 or 2020. That new poll will be unveiled tomorrow afternoon at 12:15. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
It's time again to keep an eye out for deer in the roadway. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says crash numbers involving deer begin rising during mating season in October and November. Drivers are reminded to use their headlights at sunrise and sunset. Deer are most active in the early morning and evening hours. Last year, 14 people died and 585 were injured in over 16,000 deer vehicle crashes in Wisconsin. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Summer is here today. High temperatures will attempt to shatter records as we soar to 80 degrees. Winds will be whipping out of the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping us warm overnight, too. More records are on the line by tomorrow morning as lows only fall to the mid-60s. For fall and winter getaways plus holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Right now, 66 degrees.
The Bucks dropped their third straight, falling to the Celtics in Boston, 119-108 last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points and 10 rebounds. Damian Lillard added 33. The Bucks dropped to 1-3 now, 0-2 on the road trip.
It's definitely frustrating, you know, because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. So it's definitely frustrating. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
Boston's off to a 4-0 start as Peyton Pritchard tied a franchise record for three-pointers off the bench with 8. He had 28 points overall. The Bucks are off until Thursday when they travel to Memphis against the Grizzlies. Packers optimistic about the injury status of quarterback Jordan Love. Test on Monday reportedly showed no significant damage to his injured groin, but his status for Sunday's game against Detroit remains up in the air. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
If he can go, he'll go. So we'll see where he's at by the end of the week. But if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
Week 8 came to a close in the NFL last night with the Pittsburgh Steelers knocking off the New York Giants 26-18 on Monday night in Pittsburgh. Russell Wilson threw for 278 yards and a touchdown in the win. The baseball, the Dodgers are now one victory away from another World Series crown. They beat the Yankees 4-2 last night to go up 3-0 in the series. Freddie Freeman clubbed a two-run home run, giving him a home run in 5 straight World Series games now. Game 4 is tonight. The Yankees need a victory to stay alive in that series. The 2025 AmFam Championship will move to a team format at TPC Wisconsin this coming year. The 3-day tournament will feature partners playing together. The first time that format will be a part of a tour championship event. It'll be June 6th through the 8th. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks. That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Hill finally flies into Final Four. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Hot Path.
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back and ready to make a new millionaire in Victory Lane. Last year, it happened to Stephanie. This year, it could be you winning $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Head to Powerball.com for the list of participating lotteries and join the race for $1 million. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Austin Hill has come close, but now his dream of making the Championship Four in the NASCAR Xfinity Series has come true, following his victory Saturday at Homestead Miami Speedway.
I didn't really come with a different mindset this playoffs than I have in the past. Do the best we can, maximize the stages, get all the stage points, and just hope we're there at the end to try to win the race. And the last 15, 20 laps, it was weighing on me, like, pretty hard. Like, man, if I get to the double zero and I win this race, I'm going to be locked into the final four. And I had to just settle down, ran the double zero down, and it allowed me to get to his right rear, and then it was kind of game over from there.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The best place to store your large round hay bales for the winter is inside, but you may not have that option. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for how to minimize your losses as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Pride. It runs deep for those in agriculture, but that pride can also prevent farmers from asking for help when it's needed most. An injury, illness, or natural disaster is a heavy burden for any operation to bear. Farm Rescue is here to help shoulder that burden. We are a nonprofit organization helping farm families in crisis with free planting, haying, and harvesting assistance. There is no pride lost when it comes to Farm Rescue. Learn more at farmrescue.org.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Producers have concerns about storing large round hay bales and how to reduce spoilage. Round bales usually suffer greater losses than smaller rectangular bales because they tend to stay outside and uncovered between baling and feeding. Carla Hernandez is a forage specialist at South Dakota State University. She says some spoilage is inevitable, but keeping your hay dry is a key component to saving your investment.
One of the critical points is cover them, I mean, wrapping around it, and pack them very well and firmly. So if you wrap your hay bale, you have a pretty good and decent chance. If you're not, then you have the probability of having more dry matter losses.
Plastic wrap, tarps, or canvases can all be used to protect your hay. Bale placement is also very important for airflow. Place them in rows end to end with 3 feet between rows. Don't stack the bales unless they can be covered.
You get this big rain event, there's not enough separation. That will still anaerobic condition inside that bale, so there's not going to be enough air to breathe in, and that will cause mold. And you don't want that, because when you're trying to feed your animals with that hay, will be a piece of junk because the quality is going to go downhill.
Bales that sit directly on the ground can suffer significant spoilage. Elevate them with racks, old pallets, or railroad ties. The best way to preserve your hay bales is to store them inside. Most people don't have the facilities to do this, but if you can get a few under a roof, Hernandez recommends feeding the outside bales first and then those that are inside.
You'll find more tips for storing your hay this winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green?
Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
77 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 13 to 2026, December down 15 to 1995, January and February both down 2, January at 1990, February at 1979. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels up 2 to 189, 40-pound blocks down a half to 189.5, 6 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 1.5 to 260. 9-1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.25 to 138.75, 12 trades. Dry weigh steady at 16.5, 3 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they are moving mostly lower without any trade having developed in the cash market. And with box beef prices lower today, traders are opting to take a cautious approach, which has sent live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower. Hog markets are higher with the continued support of strong pork demand. Traders are advancing the lean hog contracts through the midday as the steady gains seen throughout pork cutout values are keeping the trade engaged. October live cattle down 82 cents to 189.35. December down $1.12 to 188.15. February down $1.22 to 188.87. October feeder cattle down 17 cents to 249.90. November down $1.55 to 247.65. January down 2.10 to 244.85. December hogs up 230 to 82.92. February up $1.17 to 85.40. April up 55 cents to 87.67. Chicago Board of Trade corn futures are higher with light buying and firmer spread action, with really little fresh news to drive buyers or sellers. Now, ethanol margins look to remain range bound. Soybeans moving mostly lower today, with a meal weakness continuing to limit up the upside in the market. Now, no major issues as well as hindering the planting in South America. That's also providing pressure. Wheat futures moving up mostly higher. They had become a bit oversold yesterday. And again, that crop progress report showing some of the winter wheat crop conditions lower than expected, also supporting the markets, and Matif wheat prices are also higher. December corn up 3.75 to 414.5. March up 3 to 427.75. May up 2.75 to 436. New crop 25 up 1 to 440.5. November beans down 6 to 968. January down 4 to 982. March down 2 to 996.25. New crop 25 down 2.25 to 1019.5. December soybean meal down 310 to 301.7. But December soybean oil up 33 cents to 43.02. December wheat up 13.25 to 572. March up 12.75 to 592.25. Minneapolis wheat December up 15 to 610.25. March up 15.75 to 633.75. Energy markets have turned lower as December crude oil down 14 cents to 67.24. January down 17 cents to 66.81. November gas down 2 cents to 194. December down a cent to 191. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. It's time for Agriculture. Farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. One Wisconsin poultry producer abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry doesn't know what's next. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Poultry farms abandoned by Pure Prairie Poultry here in Wisconsin are now empty after the Pure Prairie Poultry shutdown. That's a good thing, at least for one producer. Dawn Fila farms with her husband Terry and said it was so hard to walk into a barn full of poultry and not be able to feed them.
Walking in there and you open the door and the dust and feathers just fly to the other side of the barn because we were asked to turn the lights off and so they didn't rustle around too much. And when you do turn the lights on or open that door and they get that light, it's whoosh, and then you got to walk through there. And then they're coming towards you, you know? I mean, they're big. They're like little turkeys. No, it's nice. So I like this a little better right now. Just no birds right now. Just it feels nice because they were in there for 60-some days and it was too much.
They and several other Pure Prairie poultry producers offered to give their birds away to the public for a donation or a dollar. And she said a lot of people showed up.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, it was incredible. I mean, 1 week ago, these barns were posted free birds. And yeah, 7 days later, nobody has a bird. That's amazing. And it felt good to help people. I didn't care if they brought a donation in there or not. I just wanted to get up and see this in the morning. No birds in there because they were in there long enough.
She talks about what's next for her family when it comes to poultry production.
I don't know. Get up tomorrow morning. No, I like the birds. No, don't get me wrong. I like them. I prefer just one barn. It's a lot of work with two barns. And if he wants to work, that's even more work for me because I work too off farm. So the boys help us. But I mean, I don't expect them to do it. And I don't want to force them to do it either because they're not going to like doing it later.
Discussions now are underway on ways to prevent farmers and their animals from being abandoned by processing companies. Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, says Farmers Union is looking at other possibilities.
You know, still looking at what other possibilities are going down the road because this incident, it's very unfortunate that it happened. It shouldn't have happened. There should be some more guidance or at least a process that would allow the processors or the farmers to make sure that animals are taken care of for the purpose that they're being raised for.
And Von Ruden says Farmers Union is talking with Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Iowa Departments of Agriculture to discuss ideas to prevent this from happening again. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
I am Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate.
I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer in mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. After the sudden closure of Pure Prairie Poultry left farmers in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Minnesota stuck with birds they couldn't feed, Iowa has now culled approximately 1.3 million chickens after being unable to find a market for the birds. Iowa's Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship said it euthanized the birds between October 17th and October 25th due to the unavailability of buyers, a lack of processing capacity, and the cost to feed and care for the birds. The state had taken custody of the birds when the Minnesota-based company shut its doors and closed its Iowa processing plant, laying off 138 workers. Iowa had an offer from Tyson Foods to buy the birds for processing when they reached market weight. However, that offer had to be pulled back at the last minute after the creditors of Pure Prairie Poultry threatened to sue for part of Tyson's profits. The creditors also threatened suits to other processors, even if the birds were to be donated to food pantries. State officials received court permission to euthanize the birds on October 11th. Wisconsin had 6.6 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending October 27th, according to the National Ag Statistics Service. Another warm, dry week with limited rainfall allowed for row crop harvest progress to remain well ahead of average. The weather also led to declines in wheat and pasture conditions, as well as soil moisture ratings. The carrot and cranberry harvests also continued. Other field activities included spreading manure, fall tillage, planting cover crops, and seeding winter wheat. Nearly all of the corn was mature at 97%, corn for grain harvest 65%, harvested 15 days ahead of last year. Moisture content in the corn harvested for grain, 17%. The soybean harvest, 96% complete, nearly 4 weeks ahead of last year and of average. Winter wheat planting was finished at 96%. 74% of the winter wheat crop has emerged. Winter wheat condition was rated at 66% good to excellent, down 9 percentage points from the prior week. Fall tillage was at 51% complete. Pasture and range condition was rated at 23% good to excellent, down 3 percentage points from the prior week. Dairy Management Incorporated President and CEO Barbara O'Brien outlined now, next, and future checkoff strategies to more than 800 dairy farmers and industry representatives at their recent annual meeting. The meeting included the United Dairy Association, National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, and the National Milk Producers Federation in Phoenix. O'Brien shared that consumer retail dollar spending and volume sales for dairy are increasing, up 3 and 2% respectively year to date. All categories are experiencing volume growth compared to last year. Make no mistake, we're experiencing what I call a dairy renaissance, O'Brien said. You've seen the headlines and heard the discussions on social media, and it's clear the narrative is shifting and it's our time. She also noted that the data indicates that the millennial generation, 28 to 43 year olds, is primarily behind the dollar and volume growth based on their newfound positive perceptions of dairy. The U.S. soybean harvest will soon finish with expected record yields. South American farmers are already working on the 24-25 planting season, and Farm Doc Daily says Argentina may see its largest soybean acreage expansion in more than a decade. Brazil's plantings are also expected to grow, albeit at their slowest pace in 10 years. The surge in supply driven by potential record production in both countries could further depress international soybean prices in the months ahead. The Renewable Fuels Association has applauded California Governor Gavin Newsom for directing that state's Air Resources Board to expedite the approval of E15 in that state. California is currently the only state that doesn't allow the sale of E15. In a letter to the California Air Resources Board, Newsom wrote, "Given the potential for allowing E15 gasoline to increase the fuel supply and reduce gasoline prices with little to no environmental harm, it's imprudent for CARB to prioritize resources that would allow for the rapid completion of the process." and I'm directing CARB to accelerate its action on the critical issue. Newsom's letter cited a recent study by economists from the University of California at Berkeley and the U.S. Naval Academy that showed E15 could result in a 20-cent per gallon price decrease for California drivers, saving families up to $2.7 billion per year. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
Another warm day today, but some big changes on the way in our ag weather forecast. Now, we will see some warmer temperatures along with some showers and storms as well. A cold front will move through the region late Wednesday with rain showers likely Wednesday into Thursday morning. Believe it or not, there could even be some snow mixing in on Thursday. Drier and much cooler conditions settle in behind the front for the rest of the work week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a warm one, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, south winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30 to 35. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm. Lows 62 to 67, relative humidities at 84 to 89%. South winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms. Highs 70 to 75, relative humidities at 58 to 63%. Southwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 35. Anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, much colder, with a chance of showers, highs only 45 to 50. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, highs 55 to 60. And for Monday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company. My baby just called me on the phone. And from the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox. And it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open. Is a problem smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Hey waitress, could you cancel that order? But if it's too late, I'll take to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Now her arms are open. The house is a private smoke. Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned on at home. At first she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart. Then she'll tear your world apart. You're gonna cry a little while. Still she'll leave you with a smile. Well, you can't help but wonder why you can't help but love her, but you can't help but love her. And all that hurting was more than worth it. It's written all over your face. One day you'll pass her on the street with that guy you used to be. She'll say hello and walk on by. Then she'll leave you with a smile. Like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you. She's gonna leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you. She's gonna leave you with a smile.
Hear that sizzle? Hear Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
Celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go. 30 years. I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Fought like tigers over that old red bike. I'm batting first and you can't use my glove. It wouldn't take long until push came to shove, but we looked out for each other with brotherly love. Painting girls till I had my first date. I brought her home from the movies. You stayed up late. Three on a couch watching TV. I was smiling at her while you were laughing at me. But I wouldn't trade it for nothing. Brotherly love. There's a bond that brothers know, and it gets stronger as they grow. A love that time and miles can't come between. We disagree, but they fight like tigers over one old red bike. And looking at them reminds me of us. They're gonna fight and they're gonna fuss. But they've got something special. It's brotherly love. Yeah, they've got something special. It's brotherly love.
The home of dance
and cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I was a third-string dreamer on a second-place team, but I was hell on wheels with a full head of steam when Coach put me in. And I'm still proud of that hit. I was the last resort to go to prom with the queen, thanks to an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart that week. No, I didn't give up, but I still felt like a king. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe. But I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. I was the one phone call when my brother went to jail. Bought my guitar just to pay his bail. No, I'll never get it back, but I'm okay with that. I was the first man standing next to my best friend. The love of his life said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers deep, but I still remembered that speech. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe. But I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does.
That my granddaddy gave me, my mama's first Bible, daddy's Don Williams Bible. That first fish catching Zip Code 33, well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
So say I'm in
the
middle of the road, not much to show. But it does to me.
Oh, it does to me. Well, man, it does to me.
You can take a stranger home, never spend the night alone. But you have to face the morning feeling empty inside. 'Cause you can't pretend it's real when what you really want to feel is the magic of the moment when love can't be denied. When your heart you know when you're in love. until I caught a glimpse of heaven when I looked into your eyes and your fingers touched my skin like a stormy summer wind.